Assalamu alaikum, my name is David and this is my story. I grew up in Chelsea. I grew up in an estate called World's End. When people hear Chelsea, they think, oh, made in Chelsea, glitz and glamour, but it's not really like that. Where I grew up, it wasn't the roughest place, but it wasn't the nicest place either. But because of who my family are, I was nice. So I've got five sisters. The bad thing about that is I've only met three of them. I'm a twin, so I've got a twin sister, I've got a younger sister, two younger sisters, and I've got two older sisters. Alhamdulillah, they're all, yeah, it's all good. And yeah, I grew up on World's End most of my life. Went to school, went to a Catholic school. I wasn't a bad child, but I wasn't a good child. This is a normal child, just in between. So school was all right. So I came up through nursery, then came up through like reception, just running through like the whole thing. I had friends and that, was calm, never got into any serious trouble. Ended up going to a private secondary school because I didn't get into any schools, but alhamdulillah, everything worked out. Then it was about year eight. My mum told me that, oh, David, we're not staying at the school no more. We have to leave. And I think this was a time where my sister got into quite some serious trouble in school. And it was a small school in Clapham Junction. And when we found out that we had to leave, not because we got kicked out, because my mum said we have to leave, like, it was a very distressing time. Because, like, our new school, we've made friends there, didn't really want to move. So it was just high emotions and everything. But alhamdulillah, I went to a new school in Southfields. And yeah, so I'm not going to lie, I was a bit nervous because new school, new people, it's like five times as big. And like, yeah, I didn't know how to react. But as soon as I got there, it was calm, like made friends. Like my friend set was very mixed. So it would be like white people, black people, Asian people. Yeah, it was very mixed. But when I went to the school, like, for something that baffled me was that I found that a lot of the people, like, was very segregated. So it's like you have the whites on one side, the blacks on one side, and the Asians on the other side. And it was like, they was all scared of each other. And for me, that was strange, because I'm a person, like, I'll talk to anyone. Like, I don't mind. I fully don't mind talking to anyone. So then when I see these people scared of each other, really confused. But I came into the school, friends of everyone, was fine. Yeah, the only bad thing about moving to school was like just the distraction of everything. Like, well, I finished school, I actually got kicked out of school, which is bad, but not because I was bad, not because I was good, just for stupidness, which then led me to like failing my GCSEs and stuff. But alhamdulillah, there was another option for me. So, because I was always active as a young person, so I was always involved in like programs and stuff. So I came up through something called a youth forum. So I represent young people within my borough. And one of my mentors, Safe Breh, he said to me, "Oh, David, do you wanna go to Spain, like on an exchange?" I was like, "All right, cool, I don't mind." And so then ended up doing the exchange, going to Spain. Alhamdulillah, it was a great time. Learned a lot, brushed up on my Spanish and stuff. And I think it was from that point where like I really started to find myself and the person who I was. So like I actually stayed on the youth forum and worked my way up through the ranks. So young person, volunteer, then became a worker. So I was doing an apprenticeship, a youth work apprenticeship up in Ladbroke Grove. Alhamdulillah, it was good because I knew the people I was working with, because I worked my way up. But stuff got a little bit sticky there in the sense where like I had a little madness that almost within 2 weeks could have got me fired. But alhamdulillah, we got it sorted. But I think that was a period of time in my life where I was a bit, not insecure, but like I was a bit lost. I ended up getting suspended from work for 2 weeks. Didn't really know what I was doing and stuff. But yeah, I came back to work headstrong and then progressed to my level three. And the only thing with that is my level three, when it finished, I was so lost because I had spent so much time working my way up. And I'm thinking, ah, like everything has to end eventually. But that wasn't my mindset. My mindset was I'm going to stay here for a very long time. And when it finally came to an end, I was confused. I think that was the most distressing point in my life, where like I didn't know what I was doing, where I was gonna go, what was my next step. But prior to that, one of my managers said to me, David, are you interested in doing the Camp America program? Because I've done a lot of international youth work, a lot of traveling. And I said, what's Camp America? He said, it's a program where you can work with young people, children in America at camp. I said, all right, fine, I'm down. Went for open day in a Kensington town hall. They hooked us up with a camp, but I didn't like the camp. I wasn't really feeling the vibe and stuff. So then I walked around and stuff, and naive of me, I saw a sign that said San Francisco, LA and Arizona. Then the woman said to me, where do you want to go? I said, San Francisco. She introduced me to a man who was a camp director of the camp that I went to. And yeah, straight off the back, we hit it off. But this was a Christian camp. So I actually come from a very religious background. So my mum is a very Catholic orientated, whole family is very, very Catholic orientated. So where my mum grew up is a place called Swaziland. So it's a little place in South Africa. And they're very, very heavily involved in church. And I was a big church girl when I was growing up. And especially in Africa, you see all kinds of stuff. I've seen it all. But my dad, on the other hand, like, as I've grown up, I've come to learn just through the stories that the people tell me, through family, through people on World's End. My dad, he was a very bold character, but not for good reasons. And eventually start to learn that he, because he's from Brazil, he used to travel back and forth, but he's very heavily involved in like dark magic and all that kind of stuff. So that was very distressing, which then leads me back to Camp America. When I went to Camp America, I wasn't gonna go because I was thinking, let me just stay here, let me get a job and do everything. That was a time I was very, very like depressed in my life. Only a few people knew. If you didn't know me, then you probably wouldn't tell. Then one of my friends advised me, he's like, David, if you don't go, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Alhamdulillah, I went. I left with £8 in my pocket and I went to California. I was there for 2.5 months. And I think that was a time that really saved me in my life, because I think that's where, like, because it was a religious camp, it's very easy to just be involved and stuff, and all the people around me we're coming from the same background. So then, yeah, done that, come back, came back happy, went to uni and stuff, alhamdulillah, it was all good. Then after, I sort of fell off, then I went back again, just for fun. And I think when I went back, I had such a crazy summer. Like then when I came back, I was back to uni and stuff, but that wasn't really my plan. So then, as soon as I touched back, I actually was just chilling in my estate, talking to someone. Next thing you know, I'm there for like an hour and a half, people are passing me by and stuff. But little did I know that that was the moment that would potentially change my life for the better and bring me to where I am today. So I have a brother called Ahmed who was walking by, he's seen me. He says, yo David, what's going on and stuff? Like, I was catching up and stuff. He's telling me he's doing a business. And then with this business, he's just showing me around and stuff. And then from him introducing me to the business, I joined in the business. And then I think this is the point where I became really like exposed to Islam and Islamic culture and stuff. So from this point, I was seeing, so how it happened was, we was actually supposed to go to Germany for a business trip. So I said, okay, we go to the point where the coaches are supposed to pick us up. And then, cause I had knowledge of Islam, but not so much. Like I was never really around like Arabs and stuff. So when I get to the coach, literally all I saw was beards and people. I literally didn't know what to think, like, but I got on the coach and then like it was fine. We're just talking to everyone and stuff, realizing like they're normal people, it's fine. I think that was the point where I was really like heavily exposed to Islam. And over time, I eventually started to hang around with these people. Like they became my brothers, alhamdulillah. And then they knew I was Christian. We would always have arguments about religion, in a sense where Christianity is the right way, no, Islam is the right way, how can you worship Jesus and stuff like that. And because I grew up in a Christian household, Catholic household, my knowledge on Christianity was very, very strong. So we would just be debating. It could be like 2 a.m. in the gym or anywhere, we'd just be having debates. So after training, went to my friend's house, constantly having arguments and debates about religion and stuff. And then they decided to put on the Quran. Alhamdulillah, it was very beautiful because that was the first time I actually heard Quran being recited. And I think one of the first things I asked was like, I said, why are they singing? Then they was like, oh, they're not singing. They're that's how they recite the Quran. I think this, and I was like, okay. Like this was very, very early on. And eventually they started playing videos and talks and stuff. And yeah, like just explaining to me like what Islam means, the purpose of it, and just more about the culture and stuff and exposing me to it a lot. And I think this time it was approaching Ramadan. And all my knowledge about Ramadan was that you fasted and prayed. So I said, okay, because I'm with these people so much, like I'm with them on a 24/7 basis, the argument stopped and I actually started to listen more. And I actually fasted with them for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it was a great experience, even though I wasn't a Muslim. And I think there was one thing that happened during Ramadan that I remember very explicitly. We was in Westfield, and I think it was time to pray. I think it was afternoon prayer. And we went to the mosque. So I went to the mosque with them, and because I didn't pray, I didn't know what to do. I had to take my shoes off and stuff. It was my first time in a mosque. It was all very new to me. And I sat down with them and I watched them pray. And I don't know, something fell over me. Like it was a very humbling experience just watching them pray and stuff. I think it was the unity, like just seeing them pray and stuff. Like it was very beautiful for me. It's like brotherhood in a sense. And after that, just went about our day and stuff. And I think from that point, that's when I started to look into Islam a lot more. And then after watching loads of videos and just looking into it a lot more, then I think that's when I started to understand Islam and have a better appreciation for it. But there was one thing that was stopping me from like becoming a Muslim. I think it was the pressure of people like trying to force me, not force me, but like pressure of becoming a Muslim and that just outside of how people would perceive me, because I've come from a Christian background and stuff. Like I think it was fear of being judged. And then I remember one day I was on a trip because I work in a youth club. I was on a trip and I got a Skype call from my dad. My dad lives in Brazil now. Whatever he does, that's what he does. And he Skyped me and we was talking and stuff. And then he said, oh, David, I heard you're a Muslim now. I think so, I had a beard. I said to him, oh, I'm not Muslim. Who told you that? And we were just talking about it and stuff. And I think that was another thing as well that really like played in my head. I was like, oh, people think I'm a Muslim already. So how's that gonna look? I was sort of scared. But after like research and going into it a lot more, I understood the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah. Like, I understood the simplicity of it and what it actually stands for. And then one of my friends, he's got a lot of knowledge. And I was very interested because my friends only had so much knowledge. So we decided to do something called like Islamic studies. We're doing my friend's house, and every Sunday he'll come down, he'll talk. So we'll talk about the five pillars of Islam. And we'll just go through that. And I think it was after the second lesson, I said, I went to my friend's house and I said, oh, I'm ready to become a Muslim. They was all shocked, everyone was screaming, making calls. And then that's when we arranged to do my Shahada. Then I think at that point, I wasn't nervous, I didn't feel pressure at all, because I think that was the time where I knew it was right for me, and that's the time where I wanted to do it. Took my Shahada, alhamdulillah, and then like, I just felt peace. So since becoming a Muslim, my life has changed in a very crazy way, in a positive way. Because the moment I took my Shahada, it was like, I felt happy, I felt positive. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, you know when you feel lost, then finally, like, you've been, you found your calling all along. And Islam's like, it's really, really made me a more positive person. It's made me a more proactive person, alhamdulillah. And yeah, like I look at things in a completely different way. It's like I'm someone who can come across very judgmental some ways, but Islam has really humbled me in a sense where I won't look at someone and just form an opinion, because it's not right, you know? Like Islam has taught me peace, it's taught me tranquility, and like just the fact that we pray 5 times a day, like it's for me, that's something I would never understand before, because in the church you can just pray wherever. But the notions of prayer and everything, like that's something that I find so beautiful. Islam has really given me a new outlook on life, where I was so lost before. And alhamdulillah, all the people that are around me, like it's really shown me how to appreciate them more, because even before when I wasn't a Muslim, like they was really there for me. They was really trying to guide me and stuff towards Islam. So for like my advice for like anyone who's looking into Islam or just doesn't really know anything, I'd say just read the Quran, you know, like all your questions, do research. The Quran is there to help you. It's the perfect book. And yeah, just ask questions, seek knowledge, do research, exactly the same what I did. Then inshallah, you'll find truth and you'll find what you're looking for. I just want to thank Roadside to Islam for allowing me the opportunity to share my story. Asalaamu Alaikum.